League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. I'm back. Are we doing, what did you learn this weekend? One sentence. Did you guys do it on Monday?
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah.
Well, and how did you do it? Because I can't trust Lance doing it.
How do we do it?
He does just, way more than one sentence.
We have what some people are calling the greatest, what did you learn in one sentence that's ever happened.
What?
Yes.
The greatest, what did
many
you learn in one sentence that's ever happened?
That. Yeah,
many?
We had, Sam was doing her thing. She did a good job. Dell actually went in there to help during that segment.
Okay, Sam was on the board?
Yeah.
So that didn't get awkward at all, Dell? I got to ask you this, if Sam being here, because I saw tweets about Sam being in there, and I thought, this could get awkward. Was it awkward at all?
With what?
I don't know, the listener and Sam.
Well, I mean, Twitch was weird.
Well, of course
Twitch they always are. I don't think Sam's a big fan of people gawking at her.
No,
well, I think she likes to be taken seriously.
How many people? I mean, generally, unless you're an influencer,
yeah,
people Instagram generally don't like being gawked at.
Right. I think Sam wants to be taken seriously, as she should. And so I didn't really bring up too often how much Twitch is like, maybe Sam should be in there all the time. Dell, we get rid of her. Sam needs to bend over and talk to the mic like
you don't have to give us what they said.
Well, they're creeps.
Yeah, we know they're creeps.
Yeah, they're creeps. They did the creepy stuff that they do, but our listeners were fine. It was like no one called and said anything. They can't see her. Only some of the creepy Twitchers, but they were generally okay.
They were all
right. She did a good job. She's still learning, yeah. But she did a good job. She had, oh my God, we brought the intern in who... while you were gone, we brought the intern in who literally got into a special education school so he could get better grades and get into, and he tried to totally change his tune.
Oh, yeah.
Like he tried to go quiet, and Dell's like, No, not what you said. Dell kept pressing him like it was, I mean, he kept pressing him like it's Jake Tapper or like it's, Jeremy Schapp or somebody doing some kind of investigative
interview. Don't come in here with
interview.
This refined.
This is my professional
tone.
Boy. He goes, this is how I do it professionally.
No, the only reason you're on the show is because of the energy you had when you're telling people you finessed your way into a special ed school. Oh, actually, they have a program.
You misunderstood
but they don't have a program. I just let you guys go with it. No.
No.
That's not. If that's your energy, we wouldn't have brought you on. Now you're boring.
No. Yeah. He tried to fight back and.
Be weird, a weird intern. Don't be boring.
Yeah, no, he's not boring. He tried to play it because his stepdad was watching. He tried to just play it. He tried to smooth it out, but eventually it all came out.
Okay, so while I was gone.
While you were gone.
While I was gone, there was a lot of stuff going on. As far as I know, Angel Reese is the reason that so many people are watching WNBA now, right?
That's
it's
one
not
of the,
just one white B.I., like Pat McAfee would call her, right?
Right.
It's not just that one white B.I.
You got a lot to cover here.
I do have.
You're going to try to get it all done in one segment, aren't you?
Well, okay.
You can.
What did I learn this weekend in one segment?
Yeah. What did you learn this? What did you learn this vacation in one segment?
Okay. So I learned about that.
You learned about Angel Reese said, you know, it's not just Caitlin Clark, blah, 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 right, blah, right, blah, right, blah, right, blah, right. blah. It's also me.
It's me.
Yeah, because her whole thing is it's me and Caitlin scrapping 2 years ago. That's why y'all are all here. I mean, I think that did bring attention to the next year of college basketball. But I think because a lot of people didn't see that game and they said, what's this all about? And they probably watch the next year. I don't know that I'd extrapolate that all the way into this year.
Well, I saw someone countered Angel Reese's argument with, well, let's look at this weekend and all the games and how what their attendance was.
Yeah, that's not a good fun game.
Caitlin Clark's game, 17,000 in both. Yeah. And the next closest was 10, and there was 1-2. So
yeah.
1-2 or 3, and then a few fours. And you know what? I think that people are really, really interested in this whole, and by the way, the women's college basketball last year, the 2 year before, okay, Angel, you know, slow down.
Yeah, she did win a national championship and beat Caitlin in that game, but let's be real here. If she would have said, it's not just me, if she would have said, you know, there's a lot of women in basketball. Right. If she had said that would have, when she said, it's also me, that came off as, oh no, that's not the answer here.
Right. I also learned that CJ pisses off Aaron Rodgers on a regular.
CJ Stroud?
Yeah. Yeah, or CJ Henderson, but I think this time I mean CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Well, did Aaron get pissed off about that?
Well, no, but I'm sure he will be when they meet. I'm sure he's going to have that in his holster.
Wyatt, tell people why. Actually, we did not.
You haven't
covered had the audio. We didn't get to it yesterday.
You didn't get to it.
Yeah.
So, you got. See if you can't find it. You can't. You got it?
Yeah.
No.
He just said next segment. I'm not doing anything right now.
Well, he just. I mean, where's Sam when you need her?
I know.
Sam would have had Sam it like had handy, that already, right there. Know, she would have had it right there.
Well, the problem is he just made. We had the audio up. He made that up.
Oh, yeah, really?
We didn't have the audio.
I thought I told Sam. No. I think we did. I think Sam. I sent her the link to pull it. I think I'm pretty sure.
Either you did or you didn't.
Well, either way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What he said two things that would piss him off. First of all, that if Matthew Stafford had played in Green Bay, he'd have 3 or 4 championships.
Yeah. He said he loves that Matt Stafford is his quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that's his guy. It's his favorite guy to watch.
And then secondly, he said he'd rather have Eli's career than Aaron Rodgers'
career. Oh, CJ.
Well, that's no. Well, I will say this: the show before us, all three of them said, "Yeah,
well, Eli had a better dumb show." That's always been a dumb show.
Well, for him, okay.
We've done this before where you would rather have Robert Ory's career than
Eli's more than Robert Ory.
Yeah, he is, but he's nowhere near Aaron Rodgers.
Well, okay. Would Aaron Rodgers trade in his 4 MVPs for that other Super Bowl?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so Eli's
better.
Then Eli's better.
No, but he's trading in MVPs, not just being a slappy. Well, Eli was mostly a slappy.
Well,
I'm tired of this Eli stuff. Just go look at the stats and we're done.
Eli's a slappy.
Watch the games. Eli, you watched him, you know. Eli wasn't a good quarterback. He was an average quarterback who got to the games and played well in those games, and in one case got rescued by, you know, a tremendous catch, and in another case had the 4-man rush that was unstoppable. It became a new trend in football. The NASCAR package, whatever they called it, where they bumped their defensive ends down to defensive tackle and rushed with just a bunch of animals.
It was a lot of defense.
It was a lot of help. So, yeah. But what I do like about that is it means CJ Stroud, that winning is the most important thing to CJ Stroud.
Exactly.
CJ Stroud, with every time, mostly if I see people on, you know, if I see Draymond Green on a podcast, I'm like, oh God, Micah Parsons usually. When CJ Stroud is on, you like him better. It's the rare instance when an athlete gets on, when he's in front of a mic, you like CJ Stroud even more. That's almost in today's, do you understand that's almost impossible in today's sports where it's about me? It's Angel Reese saying, it's also me. I'm the reason people are watching. You put it in front of CJ Stroud, he goes, my favorite quarterback is Matt Stafford, that would surprise everyone. It's crossing over lines into a pocket quarterback that typically it shouldn't be a big deal, but in today's age, it's like, oh wow, Matt Stafford's your guy. And he also says, I'd rather have a career of a guy who wins championships.
Right.
How refreshing is that?
Do you
think people who
it's the wrong answer, but
do you think people who are non-Texans fans appreciated him saying he's a top 5 quarterback and listed himself maybe at 3? You think non-Texans fans thought that was entertaining and made him be liked more?
Well,
I think they said, yeah, we're probably in the same camp because we don't want to get cooked by him like the Ravens okay. did in the first,
I think some
in the
of
first
it has
half
to do
of that
with
playoff
it
game.
Is he's your guy. So he says some things you like, and you like him even more. Other people are saying, shut up, CJ.
Well, I don't. Yeah,
probably
I don't mind him.
Michigan
Listen,
fans.
I'm with you on that, in that, you know, you don't want to be conceited about it. But if I'm him, I want to have that. I want him to have that confidence.
It's not about CJ. It's not a question of CJ. But Lance saying he's right. on a podcast, I like him more. Well, he's your guy. You like him. The Colts fans don't like what he's saying when he's talking. We're going
oh,
go
no,
there
Colts
and
fans
yeah.
don't.
But Colts fans might like.
We don't care about what Colts fans
but Colts
like.
Fans but, might like the stuff about Stafford. They might like the stuff about. I don't think, well, Colts fans, I want them to hate C.J. Stroud.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah, I'm right. just suggesting that he's your guy, so things he says you're going to like. Other people who, when he isn't their guy, they're not going to like what he says.
It says the guy who's literally can't wait for the NBA championship so you can cheer against the Celtics.
Yeah.
You're a cheer against guy.
Yeah. Why would I? Who roots for the Celtics?
You can be a cheer for guy instead of a cheer against
I'm
guy.
I'm cheering for the
You
Mavericks.
Should have been born. I'm going to be honest with you. You would have fit in my generation, Gen X, better because we're kind of, we're not haters, but we're kind of too cool for school. Like, we don't mind being a little pissy. I don't like them anymore. You have that energy. You have the, I don't like that anymore.
I don't make that noise. You yeah. make that
you
noise.
You kind of did.
But you, internally, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard
I can't it. Wait for NBA. Ooh, man, look at the fresh haircut for Brian Windhorst. I can't wait until the finals come on so I can cheer against the Celtics.
Yeah.
Man, you're hateful like an ex-wife.
Okay. In a matchup where I don't have
he
a rooting,
got you there.
No, it's nonsense. In a matchup where I don't have a rooting interest because I don't root for players, you got to find a reason to watch the finals and have real rooting interest. Rooting for the Celtics seems like sacrilegious. I'm not going to root for them to win.
You can root for the. Are you rooting for the Mavericks?
I don't have any. I don't care about the Mavericks, so you have to find a reason to care.
So you're rooting against the Celtics.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I also learned that Ryan Pressly is like pitching into the poorest luck in all of baseball right now.
He's a poverty pitcher.
It's a well. I liked what he did. I liked the 94-mile-an-hour fastball last night. I liked that. I saw what looked like a little bit different Ryan Pressly last night.
Yeah. I thought you were going all the way back to when he blew the game in the eighth and they lost the game.
Well, no.
I thought you were what you learned.
Well, he's.
I thought we were going backwards.
The argument is, the argument came out this weekend by one of the nerds. I forget which nerd it was. There's so many nerds right now. The argument came out that Ryan Pressly is pitching into really, really bad luck. His ex-WOBA and his ex-XBA is a lot lower than his actual batting average against, and his ERA, his expected ERA is a lot lower. He's not, they're not hitting the ball hard off him, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. His walks are up. I get that.
Right.
I just want Ryan Pressly to just pitch better. That's all I care about. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, the most important thing,
out, you know,
the most important thing was the Astros got a win yesterday. That's the most important thing.
Well,
is the Astros got a win, which we hadn't said yet. That's two in a row, which is a huge accomplishment for them in their drive to hit 500. But you know what? You also didn't say is Christian Javier's lost for the season and probably next season with Tommy John. So this will basically be like kind of three seasons in a row that are nothing for Christian Javier. This year's a nothing. Next year will be a nothing. And I got really pissed yesterday just thinking, how long has this been going on? Did we do the same thing? Because Justin Verlander waited and waited. Lance McCullers waited and waited. Christian Javier, his fastball clearly wasn't the same. His breaking pitch wasn't the same last year. And this year, to me, it was terrible. I told you after the A's game, I'm like, I didn't think his stuff was good at all. Yeah. And he got a win and was good. To me, and he's not striking out anyone, no swing and miss. It's like, how long did you wait that you ate up another season? How long have we waited on Christian Javier? Should this have been done last year?
Well, I learned that we should stop blaming everyone except for Lance because of what he said yesterday.
We're not going to make... So Dell's referring to Brett Strom, and he calls him the butcher.
Look what's happened to his staff. I mean, the after effects of his...
Brent the Butcher Strom is what he calls
the after effects of his terror run through this Astros.
Reign of terror?
Yes.
Wasn't a reign of terror? We went to the World Series.
And what has happened to the arms?
Well, I mean, guys...
If you got to sacrifice...
Hey, Hoser, there's a lot of... Tommy Johns.
Hey, Jose Urquidy, what did it take? everything. It took everything.
The only guy who hasn't had a Tommy John that's been, well, Javier hasn't yet.
What did it?
I said yet. I mean, I did know that it was coming.
You wait a minute. You said this yesterday?
Yeah.
Before the news came out?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And people are comparing me to Matt Thomas and Scott McClellan now from HEB commercials. Jinx and all the Astros.
You know.
And Texans.
Okay. It's an entire rotation that's had Tommy John.
Yeah.
An entire rotation.
You've had Justin Verlander, who missed basically two seasons. You've had Lance McCullers. You've had Jose Urquidy.
Five seasons.
Jose Urquidy's about to have it. You have Jose Garcia, yep. and now Javier. That's five. And I'm trying to think if there's a pitcher that left, but I don't think there is. You'll notice it's never relief pitchers.
Yeah. Well, but Strami didn't have much influence on any of these
guys. Believe.
So I don't know why you're blaming Strami for
this. Here's why.
He was around.
Here's why.
They follow his philosophies.
I think we do need to look at the spin rate stuff because, you know, this was not an issue. First of all, it was not an issue at all in baseball. Almost none. Very little before travel baseball and the year-round youth baseball started. And we already know. I've read the reports. I've watched the Real Sports thing on it with orthopedics. They all say you should not even pick up a baseball after baseball season for like 4 months. Yeah. It does terrible damage on the UCL until it gets healthy. The second thing is spin rate became a really big thing about the time Luno came in as they were studying it. And the Astros and Major League Baseball has become a much heavier. It used to be a fastball league, locating fastball and some sliders. And it's become a heavy curveball. And the whole organization works off of level changes and curveballs. And now this organization has
even spin rate on fastballs. Even spin rate. I mean, you're
well, yes.
The spin rate on fastballs is a lot more important than
that. But that's not a torque on the arm, though, yeah. Like the curveball is.
Right.
And so I really do wonder. I've heard grip and the clock. Dude, these have been going on. UCLs have been going on. Tommy John's been going on for a while now.
Yeah.
Did you see, while you were gone, did you see Baltimore? Lost two pitchers, starting pitchers while you're gone. I don't know if you saw that or not.
With Tommy John.
To Tommy John.
And you know how long ago Tommy John was. The 70s.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. We got a lot more to do, including I'm very proud of the Space City team from last night. And I'll tell you why on the other side.
Okay.
Over 35 business years in Houston, Air Team has been around. The Curtises are awesome. You might even deal with Darren or Dawn or their son Garrett. This is third generation of taking care of people in the city of Houston with Air. AirTeamLTD.com. AirTeamLTD.com. Have you, well, you know, it's hot and it's going to be hot now for the next 4 months here. I mean, really, really hot where your air conditioner is going to be used 24 hours a day. Have you done anything? Have you done any maintenance on it? When was the last time that you had them checked? When was the last time that you had them cleaned out? There's leaves and other stuff inside of your air conditioning units that need to be cleaned out. You need to see that the Freon is flowing well. You need to see that there's no leaks. There are stuff that you can do so that you don't have to buy a new air conditioning unit. Well, this is what they do. Now, you need a new air conditioning unit. I've gotten two from these people, and it couldn't have been a better situation for me. You're looking for, you need to do this. AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326, 713-956-TEAM. You got to clean out your air conditioners. Let's do it now. AirTeamLTD.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get to Space City, I also learned that you can't be dumber for betting on Major League Baseball, and Marcano is done. Major League Baseball has banned him for life.
Easy, right? Easy, yeah. Easy to ban him.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't even playing this year.
And how about this? Bob Nightingale put this out. Marcano bet more than $150,000 and won only 4.3% of his bets.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible
Unless he had
better.
Huge bets, but I don't think it was huge bets, though.
No.
They're going to have circles on them.
No. Oh, he won only 4.3%. No, they had. Well, no, he bet on the Pirates. He bet on the. There's no circles on him. There's no circle. I mean, he bet $150,000.
Well,
and he don't want to. Once if you okay, if I lose a bet, I'm like, oh, man, that sucked. If I lose another bet, oh wow, It's like these corporations when they come their quarter earnings and they've lost like $7 billion. I'm like, at what point do you go, hey, we're doing something wrong here, guys? Hey, we got to figure this out. We're down $7 billion this quarter. This guy won 4.3%. Four out of 100 bets. He lost 96 out of 100 bets. You're too stupid to bet. At what point don't you go, I can't bet. I'm not good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are you kidding me? Okay.
That's pretty bad.
So the other guys are not, they're suspended for a year so far. Kelly bet a total of $99 and he's suspended for a year. You dumbass. How much money did you lose? I don't care if you're in the minors. You're making a lot more than $100.
He bet on the Astros, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he was out of the Astros system.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just mentioning he bet on him in a good year.
Yeah. We traded him.
Yeah, but he was still betting on us. Right. But if he bet on us this year, he'd win 4%
of his.
Groom bet
$453. Rodriguez, $749. Sal Frank bet $440. You're ruining your careers for $99 and $400. You guys are too stupid to be in the majors. You're too stupid. I can't even.
I thought the report yesterday was, because they say that he bet during 2021 when he was in the system, but never bet when he obviously was never on the Astros, but he was with the Skeeters
right,
at the time.
Right.
But he was in the system in the betting system. Astros, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't, but they know, in the minors, you know, you can't bet on, you
yeah.
can't bet
oh,
on
I'm
baseball.
Not saying he,
yeah.
it was right what he did. I'm just saying that he was in the system and still say, you know what? I like that team up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet on them.
I also learned this weekend, before we get to the Space City, the clutch rating for each major league team.
Mm-hmm. You've learned a lot.
I learned a lot. I was always on my phone. I was always watching.
You were learning. You were taking time off to learn. It was like you going to Mecca just like Akeem did.
No, it's not the same.
Well, PV is kind of Mecca for
a little
John's,
different.
For
a little
John's
different.
People.
PV is like Mecca?
Well, like for John, he was learning. He was gaining knowledge.
If you want a suntan.
Yeah. And John gained knowledge while he was there.
I gained a suntan and knowledge.
Why do you need a suntan?
I didn't always need one, but I got one anyway.
Okay.
Because I was at the pool drinking margaritas and Coors Light. By the way, what a fantastic place we were at. They had Tecate and Coors Light.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was like the perfect place.
They
in the
had
world.
Maestro Nobel too there. I'm positive.
They probably, yes, yeah. They probably did. Yeah,
if it's PV.
I did.
So, what did you learn about clutch? You learned Yiner and Yordan are now clutch and Bregman, because those are the three clutch guys now.
So each since you team's left. Clutch rating, each team's clutch rating. This was as of 3 days ago. Cleveland is the most clutch team in the league, +4.20.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis is second most clutch team in the league. That's why they're around 500. They come up with clutch hits in big opportunities and big situations. Seattle, Tampa Bay, San Diego, most clutch teams in the league. Who do you think is the last? Who do you think is the least clutch team in all of baseball?
It might be us.
It's a trick question. It's really not a trick question.
It's us?
It's us.
The least clutch team.
It feels
that way, but we're not the worst team in baseball.
What clutch hits have they had? Now, lately, they've come up with a couple of
innings. It feels that way this year.
Yeah. Yiner came up with one the other day with the home run in the eighth.
Yeah, and Bregman tying the game up with a home run. And I mean, this is all while you were gone, but.
-4.22, and Brian Abreu is the most clutch player on the team. He's a +0.72. Brian Abreu is your most clutch player. Other teams have bigger names. Corbin Carroll is on there. Corey Seager is on there. Brandon Nimmo. I guess it's all about being clutch in big situations. And Brian Abreu has been in a lot of big situations because he's your seventh inning guy, which I hope he's now the eighth inning guy. He came in and they went to him seventh and eighth last night. So they're, you know what? I think Brian Bray, would it hurt your feelings if Presley got dropped down to seventh inning?
No, it's not hurting my feelings.
Right.
To take the pitcher who's less effective
right.
and put him into a spot where he's less, in fewer high leverage situations. Doesn't mean he can't get a spot back, but how is it any different than what a spot is doing with moving guys up and down the lineup?
Well, he's blown way too many times. Now, last night, he looked pretty good. He looked up more like the – now, and it was the ninth inning, and it was a save situation, so he looked more like the Ryan Pressly that we were used to. Last night, I really felt good about the way Ryan Pressly threw the ball. Mm-hmm. What else I felt good about was Space City. The dude who interfered with Mauricio Dubon,
mm-hmm.
that was clearly a ball he could have caught and would have caught,
right?
If not for that dude. They showed it a couple of times. They never went back to the guy to make him like public enemy number one.
Right.
And I, you know what? I was happy about that. Now, I do know this, though. Somebody who was there tweeted out, somebody is being escorted from that spot. I was with Reed Ryan one time watching a game,
mm-hmm.
and it happened that a fan interfered with Kyle Tucker,
mm-hmm.
and Reed Ryan immediately got on the phone and said, "Get that guy out of there! Get that guy out of there! We don't want anything to happen to him. So, and get him good seats, but get him out of there because you do not want a situation like the Cubs had where they kept going back to
Bartman,
and mm-hmm. it ruined his life." It ruins it. Now, this is not nearly as big a situation and blah, 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 all that. If it was a national broadcast, ESPN would have gone to the guy 100 times. But Space City said, we're not gonna shame.
I didn't even think about that, but that's true.
Yeah. We're not going to shame our own guy. We're not going to put his life in danger. Mm-hmm. We're not going to put him out there for everybody to. Now, you did see him a couple of times because they did replay it. But I couldn't tell you what the guy looked like, quite frankly. Bartman is ingrained in your head.
Yeah. That man, it was such a massive game.
Yeah, it was huge.
Not a Brave, but a Lou out there.
Yeah.
Freaking out. But it was also
Dubon
Chicago.
They're
trying to break the. I mean, it was a way different situation, but I get what you're saying. Don't turn that into. If there's fun stuff, yeah, you turn it into a little bit. Right. But not
like
for
the
that.
Guy
you know,
licking
you probably
the
don't want to.
Plate at the White Sox game the other day.
That guy.
Did you see that?
How did a cameraman find
that? That was a white guy doing that, right, Del?
No, he was Hispanic, I think, wasn't he?
Was he Hispanic?
I think so. I would have done it. It's fine. Actually, I don't do that stuff at a game. I have food towels, but I'm not an animal.
That dude was wasted, okay? He was doing more than beer, okay?
Yeah, his friends around him were like,
they had smoked a few bongs before. There's no question in my mind. No,
they had probably had a vape pen in there.
Yeah.
Probably, they had weed pins that they brought in. Guaranteed.
Anyway, you do not want to get. I'm glad. And they said that the dude was taken away. Hey, dumbass, get away from the ball from your right fielder going up and getting it. Although I will say this, it was pretty high up. Dubon's got some lift now. Dubon could get up there.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that he's back up. I mean, that he wasn't playing that night. Just put Dubon out there all the time. Just put him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop already. Spot it. Just put him out there every day. Let's go. Time to talk about my peeps over at Brinkman. And we talk about maintenance as well. My buddy, I told him, man, you got a lot of. And if you look up at your roof and you see shiny, okay, it's not a good sign. It's a really bad sign. It means that your shingles are wearing down. And if it is shiny, you need Brinkman over there, because if we have another storm like we have every day now here, we have storms every single day. And if your stuff is not maintained, if you have not gotten a good bill of health, a clean bill of health on your roof in a while, if your house is 8-10 years old, have you done anything with your roof? If you haven't done anything with your roof, you need Brinkman. If anything happened, you had any roof damage with all of the storms that we've had, if you've had water damage and you haven't done anything to maintain your roof, there's a lot of times the insurance company's not going to cover it. You need Brinkman. They've been around for 50 years. Jason says he fixes more of these guys who go door to door than he fixes regular roofs. He says it because they mess it up. You want a quality roofing company. BrinkmanQuality.com. BrinkmanQuality.com. 281-480-7663. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, get on in here if you want to. Astros win last night. just take another series is what they do. Series after series after series.
Let's get a sweep.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's 1-10 today.
How about that be a 4-2 homestand?
Actually, you can get
after,
some cheap.
I was after a 7-3 homestand, a 4-2 homestand.
By the way, why was Dana Brown on 6-10? We can't get Dana Brown?
Why can't you?
I don't know. He was on their show.
All you have to do is call him. That's all.
Do you want to talk to Dana Brown?
Did you want Dana Brown?
I don't know.
Okay.
What are we going to answer that question? Us. We're buyers. And they did. They bought a minor leaguer.
Didn't
yesterday.
You just answer your own question there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, your reaction to the question, do you want to talk to Dana Brown, is probably why he wouldn't come on. Yeah, I don't know.
Man.
Astros acquired Nick Hernandez from the Padres yesterday, by the way. So I don't even know if the word got out to you on your plane or whatever, but minor league reliever Nick Hernandez.
Yeah, I saw that.
Receives cash considerations in return, and Hernandez was not on the Padres 40-man roster. So, you know, it's isolating an arm that they think is better than maybe what he's playing. So that's fine.
Well, he was with the organization before.
Nick Hernandez?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. So
Astros made a trade. Who is it? What is it? Yeah, it's Nick Hernandez.
Well, what did you think they were going to do?
I don't know. Here's a question for you.
Well, this is okay. I've
Christian
got an
Javier's
answer for
bye-bye.
You.
Jose Urquidy is bye-bye. These are two guys.
No.
Now you're waiting on McCullers to come back and Garcia.
Thank you. They'll be here.
This is going to be a lot of Arrigetti and Hunter Brown. A lot this year.
So Jeff Passant says that the Astros are still a hinge team.
We covered
not sure whether it'll be buyers or sellers. Oh, a hinge team.
We covered that yesterday, and he basically says he lays out the four options.
Yeah.
And then he basically says, you know, probably Crane's not going to do anything, but maybe a soft movement, meaning Ryan Pressly and Alex Bregman. Breggy is up to 230 now. He's had five home runs in his last eight games or nine games. So I think there is a chance. Well, I don't think there is a chance that they can move him. Never has there been a better shot of winning a title than when a 41-year-old pitcher is your top pitcher and two of the guys in your rotation have Tommy John surgeries. You know, that says chance to win a World Series.
That's all right because we've got Hunter Brown who's pitching great now.
By the way, neither guy will be here.
Arrigetti who's pitching great now.
Greatest.
Oh, and Blanco. Thank you.
Greatest relative.
And your best pitcher is not Justin Verlander. Your best pitcher is Ronel Blanco.
How come he won't start a playoff series?
He will start a playoff series.
Not the number one pitcher.
Well,
probably they won't be there, but if they were in the playoffs.
In the second round, you don't know. He might start a playoff series.
Because of the timing of the schedule.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
I know this much. You're gonna lose Christian Javier and Jose Urquidy for not just this year, but next year. Urquidy's time with the Astros is done. He will not be back as an Astro. He's coming up on a contract. He's done. So Urquidy won't be an Astro anymore. And what a tough way for him to go out with an injury that is going to put him on the shelf for not only this year, but next year as well. And then he's got to try to get a contract as a player who's getting older, a little bit older. I mean, he's approaching 30. I guess he'll be 30, I think, by then, close to it. And then you're coming off of a Tommy John. So that'll be tough for him. But for the Astros, man, the money you gave Christian Javier, holy crap. The Tommy John's going to wipe him out for this. This is a completely lost year, and so is next year. And he got paid money. This is no different than McCullers. It's the same situation as McCullers.
Yeah.
Similar money and similar time off now for Christian Javier. I mean, man, you want to talk about bad luck for the Astros. But is it bad luck or is it the way that they handle their pitching staff? I'm not going to ever call him Brent the Butcher Strom, as Dell called him. I'm not going to call him that. But I can't help but wonder.
How about the Butcher of Bel Air?
No, we're not calling him the Butcher of Bel Air.
It's the Butcher
I don't know
of
if
Bel-Air.
He lived in Bel Air for one, but if he did, it'd be a good nickname for a person who's a hater, but not for Astros fans. But I do. I mean, I have to wonder, why is this going on with the Astros? I know it's going on around Major League Baseball, but my God. Or are we going to put this all on Josh Miller? Does he have, do these all go on his tab?
Most of them are on his tab.
Just following the lead of the Butcher. That's all.
That's all.
Christian Javier. But it breaks down. I mean, Javier, at no point last year or this year did Javier look the same as 20. Like, let's not rewrite history. 2022 Christian Javier was a monster. He was unhittable. His sharp breaking pitches were nasty. His fastball was better. Everything about his arm was way better. Christian Javier was a freaking beast. And I just want to see him get back to it. But unfortunately, we're going to have...
Well, by the time he gets back, the contract will be up. I mean...
I know.
Honestly, this is, he's 2 years in of a new five-year deal. He's... Next year's done. And the...
I mean, 3 bad years on a contract is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
My gosh.
They're talking about him coming back at the end of next year. No way. He's done all the next year.
So devil's advocate, and I don't recommend this, but what you could have done, the argument would have been, this is why you don't give early contracts. You take full advantage of team control because you wouldn't have got hit for this amount of money.
Yeah. I feel bad for Arcides, and right now he's in arbitration years. And he's not getting, he didn't get that big deal like Javier did.
Nope.
And you know what? He could be a guy, you know, he's not done yet, but I have no idea how old he is
because
he's Hispanic. So I have no idea.
I think he's done with the Astros though. I don't see the Astros. Well, you got Eric Geddy as a young pitcher. You know, hopefully Hunter Brown is coming back. Justin Verlander will be done before you know it. I mean, this iteration of the Astros is grinding to a halt, unfortunately. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what the Astros do to keep the window pried open, or how do they approach this? Because the pathway is becoming more challenging for Dana Brown.
Did we ever find out what happened to somebody in the dugout yesterday? That was like a Larry Durker situation, only I hope it wasn't nearly as bad as that. Mm-mm. That was going into the sixth inning, I believe it was. Somebody in the Astros, they said it was a non-uniformed Astros employee that was in the dugout. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't think, other than trainers, I'm not sure that you can have anyone who is
non. It's a 7-minute delay.
Yeah.
It wasn't the only medical issue.
So we have.
And Spencer Arrighetti, by the way, left the game after 3 innings.
Today. Yeah, because of the calf.
We didn't.
He got hit in
that.
The calf by the
ball. Well, I mean, you're going to get hurt if you're an Astro.
Well, right, but he got hit in the calf with the ball. It wasn't. He didn't
But what
he
about
didn't get
the spin
hit
rate?
In the Tommy John? Okay, he got hit in the calf.
Did he get hit in the UCL?
He did not get hit in the UCL.
I took a fastball off the UCL. I'm done. No, we did not. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. So, if anybody has seen anything, let us know. I mean, that's a little scary when you're stopping a game for as long as they had to stop the game for. I mean, that's just not good. All right. 975grills.com. That is good. We love Texas Star Grill Shop. We want you to join the club at 975grills.com. We want you to be a part of what Rick and Michelle are doing over there. It's fantastic. You do not get a better grill. They had, and listen, Memorial Day has passed, but you're going to get a better deal than anybody else that walks in the door because you're going to be in the club. Guys, it's our club. We grill. We love to grill. If you're somebody that is, you know, summer is coming, you're going to be outside, the kids are going to be in the pool, you want to grill, do you want that pizza oven for them? Do you want to make an entire outdoor kitchen because they have the technology that will make it? I mean, it's really advanced from all of the different countertops, stone countertops and different kind of material that you can use to all of the different, the woks, the griddles, the pizza ovens. It's fantastic and looks great. You will love it. If you're going to put in an outdoor kitchen, there's one place to go, 975grills.com. They're the best. It's awesome. And you're going to get it at the best price because they're the biggest. They're, right now, I don't know that anybody's bigger in the grill game, the Texas Star Grill Shop. 975grills.com, 975grills.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 747 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to come on in. Come on. I need you. Let's go. You guys, we need y'all to hang out with us here on the show. What thoughts do you have about anything here on the show? You're more than welcome to get in. Our Astros win again. It's just what they do. Time and again, they just continue to win and dominate Major League Baseball. Going for the sweep today with our best pitcher on the mound, Renel Blanco. So that is good. And coming up with clutch hits lately. Got to give it up for him. You know,
they have. I mean, yeah, it's not. Look, it's not. The baseball is still 600-500, but Dell and I talked about it yesterday. If we keep talking about the big picture about, well, they're still this and they're not, they have to win 10 in a row to get to, they're seven back. And if you just concentrate on, listen, Craig Biggio said it best. We're just trying to win, play one pitch at a time, one at bat at a time, one game at a time. And we do what we can every single game. And then, you know, it's baseball. And so you play a game and you worry about that game and then you move on to the next one. You're going to have to take it one game at a time, John.
Yep.
And if you take it one game at a time, you can enjoy the season more.
That's right. Now, if they win six straight,
you just ignore it as entire thing.
But I know. I'm just saying, I'm over the next six games, if they win all six,
he's doing the exact opposite.
Back to 500.
He's doing the exact
opposite. Back to 500.
I hate baseball cliche. Hell, I should have just ended it at I hate baseball. But I brought it up, like Lance said. If I have to talk about the Astros and their fight back to 500, that's going to just turn into negative existentialism. Just, hey, Bregman had a great night last night. Yiner's coming through.
What about Pena?
Pena. That's what individual performances on individual days. That's how we keep from making everything a Lance spiral where he talks about the end of the run.
but I don't want it to be.
That's the death circuit they're on.
I think it can be better, but see, now you're getting me. I think you can do something about it. I really do. I think you have to be proactive and not just complacent. And I think a complacent approach by the Astros, which is what we've seen it's not completely what we've seen. It's just they've had some bad moves and now injuries, which have kind of sped this death spiral up, as you call it, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I never use that phrase. But I do think that there is, you know, because I want to see them keep succeeding, I think there's some things you can consider to not be complacent and to be proactive. That's all. And I think that there's no reason for some teams like the Rockets, you have to go to full rebuild. You're too old. But the Astros right now aren't currently too old. They're not. And they still have core players. So the Astros don't have to tear it down to the studs. They don't have to. I just, you know, for me, I'm just looking at this as, hey, what can we do to be proactive? That's all. But I really want my Christian Javier back. I really want him back. And now I'm just so pissed that these guys don't have surgeries earlier. Like, man.
That's probably what the hopes that we had for Christian Javier. You know, there wasn't much. We didn't have much hope for Jose Abreu, although I was happy he was, you know, that he was going to come over. If it was going to be Jose Abreu, that was going to be that guy. Maybe Ryan Pressly has disappointed. But I don't think anybody on the Astros team has disappointed over the last two seasons as much as because of the expectations. We were thinking Cy Young for this dude.
Yeah.
The World Series run, he couldn't have been more dominant and better. And thinking, oh, my God, oh, excellent, excellent move, signing him to a five-year deal.
Right.
Can't get any better. Nice job, guys. Nice job. It can't be any worse.
Can't be any worse. It literally can't be any worse. 3 years, we're going to have him marked off. And I mean, and it sucks that you have to mark him off this year and next year, but that's what you're going to have to do. So, you know, he wasn't his same self last year. Was there no sign of Tommy John stuff last year? Was there no sign of it? Because I guess you don't want to be aggressive about an arm surgery that's going to take. I mean, it's a pretty serious surgery that you have, and it's a long rehab. But once it gets done, you know, I just wonder if the Astros, you know, attempting to win another World Series, which I totally get, if they ended up screwing themselves from a timing standpoint because they refused to, you know, they refused to consider this for CJ. I mean, not for CJ Stroud, for Christian Javier, because they simply wanted to see if they could extend the window. If the UCL is not right, it ain't going to get right, I don't think. We've seen this, forearm tightness, you're done. If you're a pitcher with forearm tightness, just get the knife out right now and start hacking away on that UCL because you're done. We've seen it before. Lance McCullers has some forearm tightness. He's done. We had dead arm. They were saying shoulder issue with Christian Javier for a while. That ain't shoulder. That's Tommy John. Stop with the shoulder. Have the surgery. Justin Verlander tried to wait forever. Tommy John ended up killing off the next year, too. Like, man, what are we doing? And now the only pitcher who hasn't had Tommy John surgery is Framber Valdez.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
You did that on purpose.
I'm just going to test and see if it's a heat check.
My God, what are you doing?
I'll become legendary. No. If they announce it today, I become a legend.
No,
in a bad way.
You'll be
like
infamous.
Steve Bartman.
You won't be legendary. You'll be infamous.
I'll be famous, probably more infamous.
Infamous.
Yeah, that's true.
No, people will
but the
hate
way
you.
He throws.
Hate you like Bartman.
I've studied pitching mechanics, and the way he throws, he should be fine.
I told y'all he was trash. Trash ass. Look at him.
Yeah. He's left-handed. All of our guys are right-handed to get hurt. Our right-handers get hurt. Our left-handers don't get hurt. It's all right-handed thing.
Now you're trying to soft sell it because you're afraid.
It's true. Verlander, righty. Garcia, righty. McCullers, righty. Urquidy, righty. Javier, righty. All of our Tommy Johns are right-handed.
I don't like this.
Right-handers are not made to throw curveballs.
You're tempting fate.
John, okay, here's a question. Do left-handers always look like they throw a different kind of curveball? They do. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Bob Knepper, I've never seen lollipop curveballs from right-handers, but I've seen it from left-handers.
No left-hander ever had Tommy John, except Tommy John.
Yeah, he's like the one.
Right.
Left-handers don't get Tommy John.
The surgery's only named after him.
Yeah. It's because somebody said, I don't know, maybe we could take this from his... We can take this from the taint and pull it up into the arm and see what happens.
What is wrong with you today?
Last day of school. My kids are going to be
You're not going to school.
But what if they took it from there and they put it in your arm? Like, hey, look at this. I can get my breaking pitch back.
Don't use Mason energy here.
Why does my arm stink?
Well, you got to wash down there. Make sure you keep it fresh.
See, I couldn't say that one. Sam was here. I can.
Couple other things.
We're all grown men who can talk about things like that.
Couple other things that we have not touched on just yet. I guess the Rockets still want McCall Bridges.
Well,
according to Jake Fisher.
According to Kevin O'Connor. Jake Fisher pushed back on the notion. We have the audio for it. He said that maybe they're less interested in McCall Bridges than they were when they wanted
to make the trade. Kevin O'Connor said that there's still interest out there from the Rockets for McCall Bridges
in exchange for the number three pick and plus players.
And you know what? Jake Fisher's probably dead on here. There is probably interest there, but McCall Bridges looked a lot more attractive at the trade deadline last year than he does after the season. He did not have he was still good.
Yes.
But he wasn't great.
The uptick in his efficiency and scoring after the trade from Phoenix to Brooklyn set people on a path to think that Mikal Bridges could be more than, you know, the third player on a really good basketball team. They thought maybe he could be the lead on a contender. Last year, and particularly after the trade deadline, people kind of like, ooh, that's not what we thought he was. Here's Jake Fisher. He was on a Nets podcast. So this was Net-centric, discussing the interests or lack thereof from the Rockets concerning Mikal Bridges.
The Nets were always kind of hoping that they would not fully rebuild and they could keep this thing kind of afloat in the 6-8 seed range while they then, you know, build back up again. So to me, a rebuild like that would be a very drastic pivot if a deal with Houston happened. And I think Houston probably, for my conversations, values Mikal a little bit less than when those conversations were happening, just based off of how this year unfolded. I think it would be more of like a hybrid, are you getting other players back type of thing. I don't think the Nets would ever move him at this juncture to pull the rug out and start fresh.
What about, is he worth the third pick?
If that's all you had to do? Sure.
That's not all you have to do.
Yeah, but if the Rockets...
Well, ain't giving up the third in Jalen.
Well, you could, but it will...
That's
a little much.
How do the Rockets value their young players? Jalen
Might be a guy. I mean, that's not all. there's more work to be done. In other words, you get something else from the Nets, another player, other picks, other considerations. You're right. You're not done. Houston now has much more leverage.
Yeah.
Much more leverage now.
Yeah, Jalen went on a run, but then Jalen turned back into Jalen. So I don't know. I don't know that Mikal Bridges is the answer to this thing. I'd much rather have you know what? I hope they're asking all the questions. I hope, you know, Donovan Mitchell would certainly be something that I would be really, really interested
in. Yeah, we're about a month away from real movement there.
Yeah, but Donovan Mitchell's now, they're interviewing the coach that he wants. Like, there's a lot of...
They're going in on trying to keep him.
It looks like they're
going
to try to keep him.
The extension, when he can be offered that, I believe it's the 7th of July. I'm sure we'll hear reports earlier than that about whether he's looking to take it. And then you might have to pivot. At least it happens early in the offseason. You don't have to wait all summer.
Except if I'm him, I'm like, okay, are there less attractive markets than Utah and Cleveland?
No.
Has anybody played in
Sacramento, maybe?
He can pull what others have pulled, because he can get all his money from Cleveland and go, you know what, actually after a year of this, it's a tough it's a gamble because they don't have to trade you, but if he wants all his money, Cleveland is the place to do it. So you just take the money there and then say a year later, I don't really like this place anymore. Get me out of here.
Yeah. All right. There's no gambling at Zadik. Yeah, it's not a gamble.
No, it's Marry Me Month at Zadik. And so all of June, they're going to have amazing opportunities for you. When you spend money with them, they are giving you money back. I'll give you an example. Right now, if you spend $10,000 on your engagement ring for your fiance, or... Well, let's hope she says yes, but she will. Most of you already know before you even ask. They're going to give you $2,000 back. How about that? You get $1,000 back. Well, when I say $1,000 back, $1,000 gift card when you spend $5,000 with Zadik Jewelers. When you are getting these diamond rings, you are going to have the best rings on the marketplace. They have exclusive pieces, exclusive jewelry, exclusive diamond rings right there at Zadik Jewelers from the very biggest brands, the very biggest names. And the great thing is you have people to shepherd you through and help you with whatever it is from a budgetary standpoint, from a taste standpoint, from whatever's hot right now. They're going to help you. They have great people in right there in the store. And not only that, they have master craftsmen who can create anything that you're looking for. Now is the time. 28,000 square feet of real estate with the second floor completely dedicated to the bridal experience, including finding that perfect ring. So make sure that you go check out Zadik Jewelers. Over 40 years right there on Post Oak, over four decades of being the finest in the city of Houston and one of the biggest and best in the state of Texas. It's Zadik, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.